Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
Achieving financial independence and financial freedom are very important goals. And the truth is that when you do achieve financial freedom, when you do achieve financial independence, you are able to rely on yourself, right? It strengthens your relationship with yourself at the end of the day because you know that you have your own back and you know that you are providing for yourself. And as much as I come from like a privileged place and I've been able to access education, all these different things, once I graduated from college, like I've been financially independent pretty much ever since, and also self-employed for like a large chunk of that time. And so just relating with money in a more empowering way has been huge. And I started my money mindset work during my spiritual awakening, which kind of started during the pandemic. And I was just like learning a lot about it. And there is one book that has genuinely helped me so much. And I recommend it to everyone that I know. And it's called You Are a Badass at Making Money. If you've seen the book, You Are a Badass, you probably have seen that the book, You Are a Badass, because it's everywhere in like every bookstore. It has like a bright yellow cover. It was written by Jen Sincero. Also just a phenomenal book, such an easy read and a great like personal development starter book. But the follow-up book, You Are a Badass at Making Money, is honestly even better in my opinion. And it goes all into this exact topic of being a badass at making money and feeling empowered in your relationship to money. The first thing that I think is really, really, really important is getting really clear and getting really honest with yourself about the beliefs that you carry around money. The reason why this is important is because from our upbringings, from things that we hear around us in school, in our families, in our work environment, within our friend groups, like the things that we hear, the things that we're told, they become our beliefs. And a lot of the times, the things that we are told about money aren't the best. And that's going to vary a lot from person to person. For some people, you know, they believe that money is like the root of all evil and that everyone who has money is a bad person or uses it for the wrong reasons. There's other people that the belief is you only make money if you work really hard and you have to have sweat and blood and tears. And like, that's the only way to make money. And for other people, it can be different beliefs. You have to get really clear about your current beliefs around money, because our beliefs are what feed our subconscious mind and therefore feed what we attract in. If we believe that money is really scarce and that it's really inaccessible, we attract situations where that is reflected back to us. If we believe that money is the root of all evil, we're only going to pay attention to situations where people with money are doing bad things. So you have control over your beliefs. That's the most empowering truth, is that while you might have these existing beliefs of money and they might be very strongly rooted in your mind, you are able to change them. And so first you have to get really clear though about what they are. And as I said, it's going to be very different from person to person. Step number two is you have to take those limiting beliefs, those not so great beliefs you have about money, write them out and say, okay, this is what I believe about money. I believe money is super scarce. I believe it's really hard to access. I believe it only comes from really hard work. But essentially, the main thing is writing them out and realizing, okay, these are my limiting beliefs that I carry around money. Now, what are instances where I have maybe just one example where this is not a true like statement? Instantly, that belief can dissolve because you're like, oh, that is a false statement. That is not necessarily always true or true at all. And then you flip it and you make it into a positive belief. I attract situations where I'm paid my worth. I believe that money is abundant. I believe that I'm a money magnet. And then you start saying or writing these new empowering beliefs. And the best way to do that is through an affirmation. Like, for example, the ones that I just said, I'm a money magnet. I attract aligned opportunities. I can be paid my worth. Money doesn't always have to come from hard work, and it can come from alignment and fun. There are a lot of wealthy people that are great people and that use money for the right reasons. Start transforming the beliefs that you have around money into positive ones. That is so important. And that is the first step. Like, that is the first thing that I recommend that you do if you want to have a better relationship with money. And now, the second thing that I kind of want to touch on is the fact that money itself, right? For the most part in this day and age, the way we interact with it is digitally, right? So for you to know how much money you have, you go and you open up your bank account and you look at that number, but you're not necessarily always knowing exactly what the number in your bank account is, unless you're like obsessively checking your bank account every single day. But at the end of the day, it's just a number on a screen, right? So it's an energy. Like, you're not carrying around bills on your wallet and like touching the money you have and like seeing it. So it's almost this like more energetic thing. And so thinking about money like that and realizing like, wow, it's just a number sitting in my bank account. What is my relationship with that number? What is my relationship with this energy? And your beliefs are so tied to that, right? And the more you work on your beliefs, the better you're able to relate to the energy of money in your bank account, in just like the like ether. And now here is, you know, the part where I get really woo-woo. But that's really important to remember. So I wanted to touch on that, because when you realize that you're not actually physically touching and counting your dollar bills every day, you're just thinking about something that's kind of like written out on a screen, you're able to change how you relate to it. And the third thing that I think is really key to improve your relationship with money is to think about, or like get really conscious about, the times when you're talking about money or using your money. And I'll give a few tips on how to make this better, but start noticing when you go to the grocery store and you are spending money on food or buying your groceries. When you are paying for things, are you paying for things from an energy of fear, or are you paying for things with an energy of appreciation? Are you paying for something and saying, wow, I appreciate that I have the money to spend on this? Like, I'm so grateful that I get to afford this food or these experiences or these moments, these things. That is super important. And being extra mindful of those little moments, those micro moments when you are interacting with money. And the more that you get really conscious of it, the more that you get really aware, the more that you're then able to work on it, right? So if you realize like, oh, dang, like, yeah, like whenever I'm spending my money, I'm coming from such a place of fear and stress and anxiety. That's the energy that you are basically like imprinting on that exchange, on that, you know, use of your money. So start getting really clear about that, because the more that you do that, the more that you can then again transform it. And awareness is always the key, right? Because the more aware you are of something, the more you can take steps to change it, to transform it. The more clear that you get on this, the more that you start realizing the energy that you carry around this, the more you can start switching it to a more empowering energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.